This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and really bring you the essential insights from today's sources.
That's the plan.
And today we are plunging into something pretty critical for any business looking to scale up.
Absolutely. We're talking about how AI is, well, fundamentally reshaping content and marketing strategies.
Your main source today.
Right. Our compass for this is a really insightful article. It's titled AI-Driven Content Personalization for B2B Growth, written by Joe Medico, who's the Director of Client Services at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Okay.
And our mission really is to unpack why that old generic content approach is just obsolete now.
And how AI isn't just like an add-on, but maybe the solution.
Exactly. The solution for genuinely personalized engagement, especially in the B2B world.
Got it. So if you're out there navigating business growth, or maybe you're just fascinated by the cutting edge of digital strategy,
then you're definitely in the right place.
Prepare for some shifts in perspective.
Okay.
Let's get into it. The article kicks off pretty strong. It says, generic content just doesn't cut it anymore. Why? What's actually changed?
Well, it's fascinating how much the landscape has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, traditional content, like the article points out, it was based on guesswork.
Right. Designing for the average person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But think about your own online life. If Netflix just showed you what everyone watched,
you'd never find anything good.
Right. Or if Amazon showed you totally random products, you'd tune out fast.
Okay.
And our B2B prospects, they're no different. They expect that same tailored experience now.
That they get as consumers.
Precisely. The market's crowded. Attention is, you know, incredibly scarce.
So if you're not relevant immediately?
Your competitors will be. If you don't deliver personalized content that speaks directly to their unique challenges, someone else is already doing it.
Okay, so generic is out. Personalization is definitely in. But how does AI actually manage this? It sounds like a huge job personalizing for everyone.
It would be huge manually. But this is where AI becomes, well, a true game changer.
Especially for B2B.
Particularly for B2B service businesses aiming for that predictable lead flow. The article really emphasizes how AI uses massive amounts of data.
What kind of data are we talking about?
Everything. Behavior patterns, demographics, crucial intent signals.
Intent signals?
Yeah, basically digital clues showing what a prospect is actively researching or trying to achieve.
Okay.
And by analyzing all this, the AI automatically tailors the messaging, the offers.
In real time.
In real time for each visitor.
Yeah.
So you deliver hyper-relevant stuff that actually resonates.
Which means less people bouncing off the site.
Exactly. Significantly lower bounce rates. People stay engaged longer. And it efficiently guides leads through the sales funnel.
And the big one.
Higher conversion rates. Significantly higher. And crucially, without just pouring more money into ad spend.
That sounds incredibly powerful, almost like a personal guide for every prospect.
It's a good way to put it.
But how does it actually work under the hood? The source mentions, here's where it gets really interesting, and talks about specific ways AI automates things.
Yes, absolutely. Let's pull back the curtain. The article details four key mechanisms.
Okay, what's the first?
First up is dynamic website content.
Dynamic content.
Yeah, so AI tools actively adjust the website copy, the offers, the calls to action, depending entirely on who is visiting.
So give me an example.
Okay. Say you're a returning prospect. Maybe you already visited the pricing page.
Right.
The AI sees that and might swap out a general learn more button for something like schedule a demo.
Because it knows I'm further along.
Exactly. It understands your journey stage.
Wow. So the website is almost having a unique conversation with each visitor. That's a big shift.
It really is. Okay. Second mechanism. Predictive lead scoring.
Predictive scoring. So guessing who's likely to buy.
Not quite guessing. AI models analyze all that data we mentioned, behavior, intent, demographics, to score leads based on their likelihood to convert.
Ah, okay.
So essentially the AI figures out who your hottest prospects are and helps you prioritize them.
And you can serve content based on that score, like nurture them differently.
Precisely. Content tailored to their specific temperature or stage. Then third, there's personalized email automation.
So email gets smarter too, not just scheduled blasts.
Right. Campaigns adjust automatically based on what the recipient does. Did they click a link, download something? How long did they spend on a certain page?
Okay.
The follow-up emails change based on that behavior. It keeps the audience engaged without your team having to manually track and adjust everything.
That sounds like a huge time saver. Okay, and the fourth one?
The fourth is smarter retargeting ads.
Ah, retargeting. sometimes those ads can feel a bit annoying.
Exactly. AI aims to fix that and make sure the retargeting ads feel helpful, relevant, not repetitive or creepy.
How?
Well, instead of just showing you an ad for the exact thing you looked at maybe 5 minutes ago.
Or worse, already bought.
Right. The AI might show you an ad for a complimentary service, or maybe a case study that addresses a specific challenge related to what you were just reading about.
Because it understands the context and your likely intent.
Precisely. It's about showing the right offer to the right lead at the right moment.
So let's boil this down for the listener. What does all this really mean for you, it sounds like? Well, you stop guessing.
You stop guessing what your prospects want.
And you start showing them exactly what they need.
Exactly what they need, when they need it.
Mm.
And you can do it at a scale that was just, frankly, impossible before AI.
And connecting this back to the bigger business picture, the article talks about tangible results, right? Solving real pain points for CEOs.
Yes, it does. It focuses squarely on those common frustrations, especially in B2B.
Can you outline those for us? The specific problems AI personalization tackles?
Sure. Medico highlights several key ones. First, that constant problem of wasted budget on poorly targeted ads.
Happens all the time.
AI fixes this, or at least drastically improves it, with much smarter audience selection. Your ad spend actually reaches people likely to convert.
Okay, what else?
Second, the issue of low-quality SEO traffic. You know, lots of visits, but...
But no real leads or sales coming from it?
Exactly. Personalized on-site content driven by AI helps convert that traffic because the experience resonates more deeply. It turns visitors into leads.
Makes sense. And the third point?
Tackling the frustration of vague reporting and unclear ROI.
Is marketing actually working? Question.
Right. Because AI tracks engagement and conversions at such a granular level, you know exactly which personalized elements and campaigns are driving results.
So you get a clear, measurable return on investment.
Absolutely. It helps justify the marketing spend because you can see the direct impact.
So the outcome seems pretty straightforward then. You get more qualified inbound leads.
Definitely more qualified.
Lower customer acquisition costs, presumably.
Significantly lower, often.
And that clear ROI we just mentioned, it basically transforms marketing from this kind of unpredictable expense
into a predictable engineered growth engine. Hmm. You move from just hoping for leads to actively building that pipeline in a data-driven way.
Yeah. This deep dive really has, I think, illuminated how AI-driven content personalization isn't just a small tweak.
No, it's a fundamental shift.
A fundamental shift in how B2B businesses can actually achieve scalable growth. It really is about meeting prospects where they are.
With exactly what they need, when they need it. True understanding.
So this leaves us, and you, our listener, with a pretty important question to think about.
Right. Thinking about your own current marketing strategies.
Mm.
How much guesswork, as the article puts it, might still be happening?
Mm.
Because the case Dramedico makes is quite compelling.
Yeah.
In today's super competitive landscape, really understanding and responding to individual prospect needs.
With that granular, data-driven personalization.
It's not really optional anymore if you're serious about growth. It's becoming a strategic imperative.
A necessity for transforming engagement, lead quality, and ultimately your bottom line. Something to definitely mull over.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.